What's up, everybody, and welcome back. What an opening weekend in MLS. I thought there was a lot of good games. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. Please tell me what you think about the overlay. If you like it, if you don't like it, please let me know. I am opened to removing it and going back to the old way. Just thought I'd try something new. But anyways, we are going to go over in this one the week one results, and then I'm trying something else out new. I'm picking a team of the week and a player of the week. So let's go ahead and look at the results for week one. We had the Philadelphia Union versus Minnesota United. I thought that Union would win 1-0, but I was wrong, and it was a 1-1 draw, with goals coming from Corey Burke for Philadelphia Union and Robin Lode for Minnesota United. Both of those goals coming in the first half. Next up, we have Columbus Crew versus the Whitecaps. I thought that it would be a 1-2 win for the Whitecaps, but it actually ended up being a 4-0 win for the Crew, and it was goals by Barry Attini, I think that's how you would say that, Diaz and Zalaroyan at the end of the game there in the 86th minute to have that fourth goal. So next up, we had LAFC versus the Colorado Rapids. I picked this game to be a 2-0 win, it actually ended up being a 3-0 win on the back of Carlos Vela. Three goals, hat-trick in 50 minutes. He got a hat-trick in 50 minutes. Whew! What a way to start the season for him, right? So yeah, 3-0 win for LAFC. Next up, we had FC Dallas versus Toronto FC. I thought this game would be a 1-1 draw, and it ended up being a 1-1 draw. Goals coming from O'Brien for Dallas and Osorio for Toronto FC. So now we have Austin FC versus FC Cincinnati. I don't think FC Cincinnati even showed up. I thought it would be a 1-0 win, but it ended up being a 5-0 win for Austin FC, where we had two goals by Dominguez, goal by Ring, DeRossi, is that how you say it? Sebastian DeRossi, maybe, I don't know. And then an own goal by Alec Khan. I think that's how you would say it. So that kind of sucks late in the game and you get an own goal to make it 5-0. Moving on, we have DC United versus Charlotte. I thought Charlotte would come out and give a good game to DC United, but I said it was going to be 2-2. DC United said otherwise. We're going to make it 3-0. Estrada with two goals, and then Camaro with the third goal in the second half. So moving right along with these reviews here, we've got Inter Miami versus Chicago Fire. I thought the Inter would win this game 2-1. It actually ended up being 0-0. I would hate that. I would hate going to a game and it being 0-0 at the end of it. It'd be kind of upsetting to me. But anyways, next up we have the Earthquakes versus New York Red Bull. I thought this would come out to a 2-2 draw, but Red Bull decided to come out and win 3-1 with goals by Kamala, Caceres, and Fernandez, and then the one goal for the Earthquakes was Lopez. I am going to have to get better at saying these guys' name. I apologize for butchering some of these. I will have to go through, and I actually mistakenly said Caceres, but he actually got a yellow card. It was actually Barlow with a 92nd goal, a 92nd minute goal for the Red Bulls to put it out of reach. Next up, we have Timbers versus the Revs. I thought that the Timber would win this game 1-0. 1-0. and it actually ended up being a 2-2 draw. Bai and Legette both score for the Revs, and then Espera and Chara, which Chara's goal was really nice, and Chara, with that nice goal, tied it up to make it a draw. Next up, we have Orlando City versus Montreal. Thought that this was going to be a closer, well, not closer game. I thought this was going to be a drawn-out game where Orlando was going to score later in the game to, you know, make that lead out of reach. But instead, they just went on and won 2-0. Goals by Pato and Mitchell. So, yeah, 2-0 for Orlando City. Man, I'm struggling right now. It's early. Anyway, next up we have Atlanta United versus Sporting KC. I thought this game was going to be a 3-2 win for Atlanta. It actually ended up being a 3-1 win for Atlanta. Love the fact that we won. Hate the fact that Araujo scored the first goal of the game and had to come out due to injury. But then we had two guys come in and get their debut goal. We had Dom Dwyer come in. People made fun of him. And here he comes in, and less than like 20 minutes, he scores a goal, his debut goal. And then right at the end of the game, Caleb Wiley puts in a third goal for Atlanta to stretch that lead to 2 to win the game, to put it out of reach. So next up, we have LA Galaxy versus NYCFC. And I thought this game was actually going to be a 0-0 draw. And boy, was I close. I was real close. I ended up being a 1-0 win for LA Galaxy with a goal by Chicharito in the 90th minute. So moving on to the last two games of the week. We had Houston Dynamo and Real Salt Lake. I thought it was going to be a 2-1 victory for the Dynamo, but it actually ended up in a 0-0 draw. And then our last game of the week was Seattle Sounders versus Nashville SC. I thought this was going to be a high-scoring one and a 2-2 draw, but if I knew that it was going to rain, I would have probably switched it up a little bit. both teams looked okay, and then there was a late goal by Godoy. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. I need to look these names up before I get on here. In the 80th minute to pull out the victory for Nashville with an away win, 1-0. So those are the results for week one. And so we had 14 games that we picked. We only got 5 correct with the winner. And we only had 1 perfect game. We got that draw against FC Dallas and Toronto FC right. And like I said at the beginning of the video, I was going to try something a little bit different, and I'm going to name a team of the week and a player of the week for the MLS. And for the first week, of course, this team puts up 5 goals. A team that puts up 5 goals has to be the team of the week, in my opinion. Doesn't matter who they're playing against. So Austin FC, you are the team of the week for week one. And then we go to player of the week, and these are my opinions only. Please tell me what your opinion is in the comments below. Tell me who your team of the week is. Tell me who your player of the week is. And tell me, you know, your predictions for week two, which we're going to get into next after this. But whenever you come out and you put in 3 goals in the first 50 minutes of the game, you deserve player of the week. So we have to give it to Carlos Vela. Heck of a game by him. So that's it for the week one. Results and everything. So let's move on to week two, to the predictions. We've got the Revs versus Dallas. These two teams have played 32 times since 2003. And it's pretty well split. The Revs have won 14. Dallas has won 15. And they've drawn 4 times. So with that, and they both... I'm trying to see where they played. Okay, so yes. So they both tied their first games last week, which I knew that. I don't know why I had to look that up. But I believe that the Rebs at home will win 2-1 against FC Dallas. Now we have Toronto FC versus the New York Red Bull. I think this is going to be fairly close. I think with New York coming off of their 3-1 victory, Toronto, I still think, is going to struggle. Even though they're at home, I think this is a struggling team. I think it's going to take a while for them to get turned around. So I believe that New York Red Bull win this one 2-1. Moving on, we have Sporting KC versus the Houston Dynamo. These two teams have played 65 times since 2003. KC has won 21 of them, but Houston has won 25. KC, to me, Sporting KC looked really good against Atlanta. They're a really good team. I think that they got unlucky in a bunch of situations. They produced a lot of good opportunities. So I think that Sporting KC is going to be at the top of their, you know, conference again this year. They're a good team. But Houston, on the other hand, I don't think they're going to be that great. I mean, their last game was a 0-0 draw. But I think that this game, Sporting KC wins 3-0. So moving right along, next up we have Montreal versus the Union. I think that with the way that both of these teams played, Orlando beat Montreal last week. Union tied with Minnesota at home. But I do believe that Union are going to get back on track sooner rather than later, but it's not going to be this week. I think that they will go to Montreal and pull out a draw, and they, through the first two games, they're only going to have 2 points. So they're going to have to get it together after that, but I think that this is how that's going to go. Next up, we have the Earthquakes versus Columbus Crew. Man, that four-goal win for the Crew. That was pretty good for them last week. These two teams have only played 16 times since 2008. Fairly close. Four victories for the Earthquakes, five for Columbus Crew, and then they've tied seven of them. I think that Earthquake are going to struggle this year. And then Columbus Crew, I think they're going to do pretty well. I know you can't really gauge that off of the first game of the year, but I believe it will happen that way. And I think that the Crew will go into Earthquake Stadium and beat them 3-2. And moving on, as I should continue to talk and not just sit here, Chicago Fire against Orlando City FC. I feel bad for Chicago Fire fans. They ended in a 0-0 to draw with Inter Miami, whereas Orlando beat Montreal 2-0 last week. The Fire, I would like to see them turn it around. Don't know why, but I like their logo and stuff, and maybe that's just because my father was a firefighter while I was growing up, and maybe that just sets with me a little bit. But I'd like to see them start doing better, but I don't think it's going to be this game. I think that Orlando City is going to go into Soldier Field and get a 1-0 victory over Chicago Fire. Moving on, we have the Colorado Rapids versus Atlanta United. These two teams have only played three times, and so Colorado got shut out last week against LAFC 3-0. But also, a tad bit here for the Atlanta game. They have not beaten Atlanta in the three times, but they have also not scored in the three times that they've played. Atlanta has won the games 1-0, 3-0, and 1-0. So, do I believe that it's going to continue that way? No, I think that Atlanta does still get the victory, but it's going to be a 2-1 victory over the Rapids. So moving on, we have FC Cincinnati versus DC United. Both teams DC United played well in the first last week. Jeez. Cincinnati, not so much. Cincinnati, I don't believe, is going to do very good this year. I hate to say that. I'd like to see them do okay, but they have played each other seven times, with DC United winning three and then drawing four. FC Cincinnati has zero. But I do believe that finally Cincinnati gets their win and wins this game 2-1 and kind of gets it on track, but I don't think that they're going to be all that great this year. Next up, we have Minnesota United versus Nashville SC. And these two teams have only played once, and they've drawn once. Minnesota tied last week, and Nashville came out with a victory last week. I think Nashville is going to go on the road to Minnesota and walk away with a point. It's going to be a 2-2 draw. Then we have Real Salt Lake versus Seattle Sounders. Excuse me. With the way that Seattle played last week against Nashville, it was very sloppy. Maybe that's because it was in the rain and it's the first, you know, first week. I didn't get to see any highlights from the Houston Salt Lake game. It ended in a 0-0 draw. But I do believe that Seattle will go on the road to Real Salt Lake and get a 1-1 draw. I think it's going to take Seattle a little bit of time, maybe a couple more weeks before they get the hang of things and and start dominating like they usually do, I feel like. Then moving on, we have Vancouver Whitecaps versus New York City FC. New York City lost to LA Galaxy 1-0 over the weekend, and then Columbus beat the crap out of Vancouver. I think that this is going to be kind of a high-scoring game, but I do believe that NYCFC will come out on top with a 3-2 victory over the Whitecaps. So, moving on, we have three more games left, that being Charlotte versus LA Galaxy. This is Charlotte's first game at home. Supposedly, they are supposed to beat the attendance record of Atlanta United. Good for them if they do. I'd be okay if they don't, but I got a feeling they will. And I think that with the fans' help, they do get the victory in this game. And I think that they beat LA Galaxy 3-1. I feel like LA only has Chicharito to score, and that's about it. I think that's their only real attacking threat that they have. So I think that Charlotte gets the 3-1 victory. So moving on to our last two games that are on Sunday, we got Austin FC versus Inter Miami. Austin FC with that 5-0 win versus FC Cincinnati, I think they're going to be on a high. They're going to keep rolling with that. Inter struggling, they're going to struggle again this year. I don't think they're a very good team. And with the power of David Beckham, I mean, you would think that they would have better players than what they do. So we'll see how this season goes. But I think Austin FC at home again get the job done 2-0 against Inter Miami. And last but not least, we have LAFC versus the Portland Timbers. LAFC, with that 3-0 win over the Rapids, they're back at home against the Timber that did tie the Revs 2-2. I think it's going to be a close game. I think LAFC get a late winner, and they're going to win the game 2-1. So that is my predictions for week two. Please, in the comments below, tell me who you think will win and all that. Give me your predictions. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. I also have to thank everybody that watched the week one video. Right now it is like the highest video that I have with like 300 plus views. So please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like what I'm doing. Also like feedback. Again, tell me about the overlay. Tell me if you like it, if you think I should change it up, get rid of it, go back to the old way. I will take any kind of like criticism, constructive criticism. But again, thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.